Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Previously on Planet Arcana.
Having received yet another pip message from the composite couple, our heroes set up camp and prepare to enter the networks in search of the enigmatic duo. As expected, the human Simon slips into the Dream Network and Celestine the Digital. But before Crater can enter the android's home network, he receives a visitation from the Moon Arcana. It offers Crater a boon on the condition that he use it to secure his legacy, lest the fools be overthrown by the one the moon calls the Usurper. When finally the three fools meet up within the digital network, they follow the static from their pips beyond the information tier by asking a question. And this time, each of our fools retains a memory of their answer. Simon learns where the composite couple resides, between all levels of all networks and beyond. He also learns this place can be accessed from within the networks. For Celestine, a confirmation of long-held suspicions, the identity of the orchestrator. On paper, bon bon vibrato solmizate, but in reality, Mesmera hot and heavy. Crater Wayne's question is of a more personal nature. He wonders whether he will be here to see the fool's journey through, or be forced, like Riot, to depart before its conclusion. The answer? He will see it through. With Riot. Though questions are asked and answered, the crew is unable to complete the jump to the next tier of the network, finding themselves suspended. After receiving a jumbled, confusing communication, they awake back in reality, knowing they found the place they were seeking, but could not remain there. En route back to Steeljaw's camp, the box favors our fools once more with a song. Its lyrics warn of the approach of the third great beast and impart a piece of that beast's name, Calamonite. But our heroes will need to uncover the full name of this ineffable creature before they encounter it, or the consequences could be dire. The crew arrive at Steeljaw's camp as the scrappers are packing up and preparing to relocate, attempting to put some distance between themselves and the region's ever-increasing tremors. Having returned the pip generator to Steeljaw as promised, the fools also intend to be on their way. But there remains the matter of agreed-upon compensation. Steeljaw finds herself momentarily light on funds, and the crew agrees to seek payment by ransoming Reap and the boys back to his father, old Crusty Jangler. Meanwhile, Harley Highstakes will await the crew in Bucharest. When their business in the Good on Wilds concludes, the fools will join her on her quest for vengeance against Mesmera. And so, after Crater says a private farewell to his companion Arbor, the crew prepares to return to Lonestead, collect a ransom, and make ready for Celestine to race his rival.
I can hear you.
I am listening.
Hear the cacophony
coming from all across the Fifth Collide.
Oh, how I miss you, my dearest darling. I miss
the clockwork,
the neon,
the networks.
Oh, these metropolises, these
verdant,
desolate biomes.
Oh, the fun and games we have planned.
But always with
the promise that we are on a blinding path of success. You will be tried.
You will be
compromised. I repeat, we have been compromised.
But do not despair.
You will
see the world. You will
know
Planet Arcana.
You will find
Arcana.
All it takes is a friend.
All it takes is perseverance.
All it takes is a little audacity.
All it takes
is a key.
Back across the Good on Wilds, you drive in your gas guzzler pierced, nearly exploded, brakes cut and reassembled, borrowed dragonfly. Sorry, reading all that and reminding myself of all that was good.
Yeah.
A lot of shit has happened. Okay, we're in the intro, Jay. Get together. Timing was good. You made your goodbyes at Steeljaw's base. They packed up almost the entire camp as the final pieces of various plans came together. For starters, Harley will wait for you in Bucharest, and once ready, will use her access to hidden teleportation circles to move you to your lake house destination. Secondly, Steeljaw is releasing Reap shortly after you leave, so all you have to do is ask Krusty for the ransom, meet Reap at the edge of town, and your business is concluded. And finally, Arbor reminds you, Crater, that if there's anything you need, he's here. With Peridot Peaks in the rearview mirror, you set your course back to Lonestead.
Now that we're sort of like, you know, there's nothing that we're racing toward necessarily, I want to teach Simon how to drive on the way back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh my God.
That's really good news.
Super good news.
I think Crater is just holding the oh shit bar the entire time. He's so scared.
No. You're going to want to put the seat back a bit. Your legs are a little longer than mine. And you got to, yeah, adjust the rear view up there like that. Yep. And, well, you got it. Just press the pedal. And go.
Press the S pedal.
Yep. Give it a shot.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go. Yeah. All right.
Pedal
right.
To
there,
the metal,
there is another
baby.
Pedal there.
Oh, this one? And it hits the brakes really hard.
Celestine's face hits the dash. Yep. You got them both.
The
Did I win it? Did I win?
Oh, you are. Dragon. That is a great start. What we're going to do now is maybe just practice the right amount of pressure on each pedal, because you don't have to just put it all the way down to the floor. Not every time. It's fun sometimes, but not every time.
Oh, foreplay.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I understand.
Celestine just looks back and forth to Simon and Crater, just like, maybe, I don't know.
I'm going to caress this little baby into mobility action.
Well, this is FB's car, so you do as you please.
How hard could driving be? You just put both feet on both pedals at the same time in the right, you know, pressure.
At the same time. The car.
And it yells. It yells for you.
Just screams a little bit, and that's the sweet spot.
I'm just picturing this car driving across the desert, going so fast and then stopping and then going so fast and then stopping again, and Crater and Celestine just jangling around and fucking...
But with the mention of foreplay, I think Simon's starting to get the little push and pull, the back and forth, the steady stream, if you will.
I will.
I won't.
Oh,
I'm for it. Yeah, let's go.
And there's something kind of welling in Simon's chest. There's like something, some kind of like fulfillment that he has, a need for something, a need for more of it.
I wonder what it could be.
Yeah. Only time.
Well, we'll
tell.
Figure that out in a bit. Yes, time will tell.
Along this drive, maybe there's a couple points where, you know, Celestine and Simon are in the front in the passenger seat, switching off and giving lessons and receiving lessons and et cetera. And Crater, maybe you in the back take a second to look at your stolen goods from the Underhush. Remember those?
Yeah. I was just about to ask. It's so crazy that you brought that up.
Yeah, okay. So, Crater... You yourself grabbed the unrefined peridot, just a big chunk of it. And I don't think you inherently know what to use it for, or really how to refine it, obviously. But I think being able to put the pieces together of how few people actually reach the Underhush, and you probably surmise how few people, if they do reach the Underhush, leave. The fact that this is guarded there so well means that it's probably extremely, extremely valuable. And the other thing that you know about peridot, of course, is that there seems to be some sort of anti-magic property.
Right.
So I think with your criminal background too, you know, you would have an idea of like who to sell this to make the most money. And it would do you quite well in the criminal underground, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Cool.
Moving up to the belt that Celestine grabbed, the peridot belt. It is a leather belt studded with three refined pieces of peridot. This one's pretty straightforward. Each of the peridot pieces can be used as a counterspell, same as the denamed we're using them at Steel Ghost Camp.
Holy shit, that's rad.
Once a piece is used, it cannot be used again. So basically this belt has three charges and then it's done.
That is very reasonable and very awesome. Cool.
Simon grabbed the gloves, the gauntlets. Mm. These are lightning gloves. Oh. These gloves add a +1 to attack and damage rolls when holding a melee weapon. In addition, you may choose to activate the gloves to add an additional 2d6 of lightning damage to a hit and may activate after the hit is confirmed. If you do, roll a constitution saving throw. On a fail, take half of the total damage that you dealt. So there's a bit of a risk of using these. You could get a little shock, but you could also shock somebody else.
Okay. Love that. Thank you.
That sounds about appropriately chaotic for Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your little crossbow. I mean, you could fucking juice up these crossbow bolts.
That's true. Time to get juicy.
So that is what you picked up from the Underhush.
Beautiful.
With that, you drive the rest of the way from Steeljaw's camp to Lonestead. Back again. There are a number of things here to be accomplished. I would say the most pressing one is probably Reap's ransom. But of course, you know, there's a visit with Ma and Pa because you're back in Lonestead and that's probably where you're staying. And FB has been working on your hawk. So all of these places are at your disposal. I would say that you probably need to make a plan before going to the Jangler residence. But you let us know what you'd like to start with.
Well, I ain't showing up to FB's empty-handed. I think we need to collect that money before we go see FB, that's for sure.
To the Jangler Farm is what I'm hearing.
If that's all right with y'all, otherwise we can stop at Mom Paul's for a little rest, or we can just head straight to Krusty's place.
I mean, do we need to get like a stack of magazines and then start doing some arts and crafts, or do we want to just like go and intimidate?
I love a collage.
Perhaps we should craft a ransom note. You're right, Crater. I hadn't considered that. This is perhaps more in your area of experience. Have you been involved in a ransom before?
Have I been involved in a ransom? Come on. Of course. Of course I have.
Sounds like he's been involved in a ransom.
My stars. That is a story that I would love to hear.
Please.
It didn't turn out too good for the guy that we were trying to ransom, but we got the money, which that was the most important part. There was a little bit of a mix up of like timing and whatnot, but
Mix up of timing.
Yeah,
the money came too late, but they kept it anyway.
I mean, like, what? We're supposed to just leave the money? Like, of course, we took the fucking money. Anyway, that's not going to happen this time around. It's going to be ironclad. We're going to say like, give us $20,000, put it into this garbage can. Or we'll start sending like a finger at a time or something like that. Like, I'm not sure how like deranged you want to get with this. We can like take it like an easy route, or we can like, do you want to cut off a finger first and send it with it? Like, that would really send the message.
Well, I don't have one of Reap's fingers at hand at the moment.
Can you use mine?
Well, just a question. It's possible, but Krusty may know the smell of his own child's fingers, and so...
What?
Simon sniffs his fingers.
How do they smell?
No comment.
I'm sorry. I don't like. I thought you were gonna say like, yeah, you can identify his child's hands, but I don't know if I've ever loved someone so much that I know what their fingers smell like.
I mean, Reap's fingers would smell like wheat and motor oil. That is just a fact.
That's
I don't
true.
Know what you mean.
Okay.
Somewhere, a reality TV show producer is like, smell their fingers.
You think you know your partner, but how well do you really know them? 5 couples receive fingers in the mail. Wow.
An entire TV show based around a scent that the viewer can't also smell.
That's right. That's good viewing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, smell-o-vision.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I think maybe we leave the body part out of the ransom note for now. We can threaten it, I guess. Look, old Krusty is not one to be intimidated easily, so I think that we do need to make it look good in order for him to pay up. Now, DMs, what was the amount that we owed FB? Was it like 7?
I think it was around 7K, give or take. I don't remember exactly, but around there.
Okay.
All right, well, I mean, look, I'm not here to fleece old Krusty. I just want to have enough to pay FB what they're due.
Yeah, so we'll just ask for an even 10, and then everybody's happy. He gets his kid back.
I think that's reasonable.
We can pay for a car, and then we each get 1,000 each. That's real nice.
Money will come and go. We all know that. The most important thing in life will always be the people in this room, right here, right now.
That's beautiful, Simon.
Anyway, let's go.
All right.
Okay, and to be clear, we're going to make... to construct a ransom note, or we're going to directly to the Jangler Farm?
No, we have to stop at like a Shoppers Drug Mart or something like that and like raid them of all their magazines.
Shoppers Drug Mart. A distinctly Canadian institution.
Yeah, and Dollarama.
Staples.
I could offer that like Ma and Pa do have like a collection of various farm living and racy magazines.
Like, wait, racy like racing or racy like like racy?
Probably both.
Like a racing star calendar.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh my God.
Well, I guess we head back to Ma and Pa's. The other thing we talked about last time, about it looking right in terms of my involvement, I think we should pursue that.
Roughen you up a bit?
I think so.
But
look, Look, okay. Why am I delivering this ransom note after all, unless I was somehow involved? And so I see the sense in making it look like I was released from captivity as a messenger, as it were. And in that case, I think you'll need to make it look good.
Simon slaps Celestine across the face.
Oh! Well, I guess I wasn't expecting it, so I wasn't afraid of it.
Oh, no marks. Right.
That's going to leave a mark. I appreciate that, Simon.
Sorry,
okay.
Simon, what's your strength modifier?
Oh, it is not very good. It is a +2.
Okay. I mean, that's not bad. Celestine, you take 2 damage.
Did you slap me with the gloves on?
No, not
all
yet.
Right. Okay.
Do you want me to?
Not yet.
Well, hold on. Well, let's just, I need a mirror and we'll make this look good when we get to Ma and Pa's crater. I might need a bit of your expertise. I assume you know how to hit in the right places for best visual effect and least actual effect.
I mean, can I just like put a foot behind his and then push him over and make him fall in some mud? There you go.
All right. Okay. All right. I don't know that I needed to be dirty, but
I mean, okay, if you were being held captive, like you wouldn't come back looking clean. Like, of course you'd be covered in mud, you know?
Okay.
It's your own poop.
It's my own poop. Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
it looks like you shit yourself. Like, it looks incredible now.
That I will. All right. I will defer to your expertise in this matter.
And defecate.
Yeah, do, shit yourself.
Simon, do you have any water? We have to make it look like he pissed himself, too.
Yes. Well, I have a bottle of piss, actually.
Oh, wait. Even better. What? It'll smell correct.
From before.
From before what?
Nothing.
All right, drench him.
Who's piss?
It doesn't matter.
Life is simple. You make choices and you don't look back. And Simon pours the piss on.
No. On his crotch, not his head.
On his crotch.
Oh, it's going to take forever to get that smell out of my head.
I just want to be clear about something. Okay. So Celestine is going to go to Krusty, but this plan only works if it looks like he's shit and pissed himself. Because
he's been held captive for a very long time.
Personally, I'm really disappointed in us.
You know what? This isn't a low point for me. We can go lower.
Oh my god.
That, okay. I feel I do feel solid. So I suppose I'm in the right state for this. And now we go back to Ma and Pa's and make the ransom note. You see, this is the problem. Ma is just not going to be able to keep from cleaning me up.
What if we say it's a costume and that we have to perfect it while we're there so she can help us with the makeup?
Oh, my stars. Now, that is an idea. And now that you say makeup, I'm wondering if most of this couldn't have been accomplished with makeup, in fact.
It could have. You should probably bathe.
Yeah.
That pee was spicy.
How far of a walk is it from Ma and Pa's here? Because, like, I don't, like, you might
I shouldn't get
smell
back
bad.
In the car. FB will have my hide if I make her car smell like this.
I think we put the Jangler Wheat Farm on the other side of Lonestead, so you would have to walk through Lonestead from Ma and Pa's to get there.
It is better than incurring FB's wrath, I assure you. I will hoof it.
They'll make you wish you just piss and shit yourself.
All right.
Well,
to Ma and Pa's.
To Ma and Pa's, then. I'm damp. I'm going to get a rash.
So Celestine has been slapped, had piss poured over him, and
porn
has been poured. Jesus Christ!
Oh my God!
Celestine has been slapped. He has had piss poured on his crotch, and he has been shoved into the dirt just in time to go back to Ma and Pa's after being away for way longer than I think you said you were going to be. So you make your way over to the to Ma and Pa's farm. You see the Triceratops roaming around in the back, and Pa's out working in the wheat fields, and I think Ma's just sitting on the porch. And what time of day would we say this is at?
What about the gloaming, the time right between like the sunset and the dark?
Mm.
What if we were walking through town at night? Might be better for cover, less conspicuous with the pissing and the shitting.
I'm not walking with him. Just to be clear, I'm driving.
Next to him walking.
Yeah, so I guess the sun is just set over the Ma and Pa's field, and I guess maybe the Triceratops are just going back into their enclosures, and Pa's herding them, and Ma's just having a joint on the front porch.
Well, 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 looks like the boys roll back in town a little bit late, I must say.
Ma's still a buster.
Well, I'm gonna bust if I see something to... What is that smell? Celestine, is that you?
Well,
it is him.
You smell like piss, darling.
Yeah.
Now get off the porch. You're not coming inside.
I understand, Ma. I do. I promise I do understand. I did not expect to come inside.
Oh, get the hose.
No, hold on. We, as much as I would like a hosing right now, I think I need the smell, if that's all right.
Well, I don't know if it's all right, Celestine. I'm going to need a little bit more elaboration.
Ma, we need your help.
Yeah, you certainly do.
For a makeover.
You certainly do. Okay, but let me understand something. The makeover does not involve removing the piss.
No, we need more piss. We need some black eyes.
I think we're good on the piss. I think and the piss we need, is pretty prominent.
Get some Triceratops piss at the ready.
On it.
And we need every single racy magazine that you have in the household.
Oh.
It's going to be a fun night.
All right. Okay, I got to ask y'all, is what you're doing illegal?
Yes.
Very.
Are you in danger?
Yes.
Not at all.
No.
Okay. I'm getting wildly vacillating answers here.
If we don't get caught, we're not in trouble.
Are you going to get caught?
No.
Maybe.
Not if I look good.
Now, Simon, who's being honest with me here?
Oh, who's to say?
It'll be fine.
Is this going to get anybody hurt?
No.
Maybe.
Well, not. I don't think so. I
hope not.
No, I can't imagine that this gets anybody hurt in any sort of significant way. No.
As long as everyone shows up on time.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Someone need a bucket of piss and a hose?
Yeah, just put the piss right there.
Pa shows up with the hose in one hand and piss in the other.
Unfortunately, not necessary at this time, Pa. We're looking at some kind of piss and makeover gambit wherein nobody will get hurt, maybe. I guess it's better than a lot of the other plans you cooked up in your day. All right, what else do you need, boys?
Well,
scissors.
Yep. And dirty magazines. All right.
Dirty magazines, scissors, and maybe, Ma, if you have any sort of makeup or whatnot to make it appear as though I have been injured, beaten, per se.
I see. Make it up. Well, all right. I think I might have some things close to expiring that you can use. You are not touching my expensive stuff.
That is understandable.
Now stay out here. I'll be back with some dirty magazines, some makeup, and some scissors. Oh,
thanks,
God.
Ma.
And some bean salad.
They warned me about
I'm
the
hungry.
Teenage years.
Ma.
Yeah?
Oh, just chanting. Chanting your name.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's nice to be appreciated. You're getting bean salad first, Simon. Ooh, and I'll have the tuna. No crust.
Okay.
All right.
You're getting bean salad first. I'll have the tuna. Amazing.
I think when Ma goes back in to get you the things that you've asked for and asks that you stayed out here, Pa has the materials originally asked for in his hands, is not super clear on what's going on. It's just like he looks at you and there's like a moment of just a beat here, and then he's just like,
so how was your trip?
Pretty good.
You know, good. Yeah. It's good, actually. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Ups and downs.
Everything good with you, Pa?
Oh, yeah. Ceratops were a little cranky.
Yeah.
Yep. Got some good milk, though, yesterday and today. So,
It was a good day, you said.
Oh, Paul, I got opened up. I got opened up and they took a look at my life chip and there's something weird written on it.
No shit, eh?
Yeah.
With, did you find Steeljaw?
Oh, we found Steeljaw, all right.
And she opened you up?
Yep.
Did you, get your questions answered?
Nope. I think I got more questions now than I did before, but maybe different questions, so I suppose that's progress.
I'm sorry, son. I know you were hoping to find some stuff out there, and, well, I'm sure Ma can make you a nice bean salad about it.
Oh, I've been looking forward to it the whole drive back.
All right, I really didn't want to do more dishes tonight, so I've just got one giant bean salad with, like, 7 spoons, okay? We're going to make do, and here's a can of tuna for you, Simon.
Yes!
There we go. And, all right, and here's just a handful of what I've got lying around, and she just dumps, like, a pile of, like, 17 magazines with, like, basically every special interest that you could imagine.
Name one.
The Golden Shower Babes of the good Unwilds.
I think Craters picks one up and like turns it vertical to look at the centerfold, and then it just comically unfolds, like it goes like all the way down to my feet. I was like,
oh, that's one of my favorite issues. There is a really good recipe for getting piss out of clothes in there, which is why I grabbed it, Celestine. I think we might need it. So no one destroy that page.
All right. That's for later. We'll keep that one to the side.
I feel like there's at least one ad for Dr. Dedowell's Android ass.
100%.
Truly.
Wow. All right, well, you set to cutting out the letters, and maybe there's, I'm sure there's extra time, because when would you like to go to the Jangler farm? In the morning or tonight or?
Let's make it over there tonight. I don't think I can sleep in the piss.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll finish up this note. And then we'll, like, yeah, like, under the cover of darkness, we'll, like, walk through the fields and just, like, get Celestine towards the farm. I think that makes sense.
Sketchy. I love it.
Perfect. So maybe there's not a ton of extra time to do, like, fun collages with the racy pictures. But you do the collage that you need to for the note. What does the note read by the time you're done?
Dear Jangler.
Dear Jangler.
We got your dumbass.
Come to Papa.
Give us 10,000.
Give the little else. Cowboy 10,000.
Yes, and the 10,000, all the zeros are just boobs.
I gotta see that for myself.
You have 4 minutes.
4 minutes. 4 minutes is that a normal amount of time? Crater, keep in mind about the timing issue the last time.
Yeah, but we don't want them to like have a lot of time to really think about it, and then they'll start like poking holes in the plan. We just need them to freak out, give over the money, then we're done.
Well, sounds right to me.
Bulletproof.
Okay, so what I've got is, Dear Jangler, we got your dumbass. Come to Papa. Give the little cowboy $10,000 in boobs. You have 4 minutes.
Every 30 seconds after the 4 minutes, he loses a digit. You're on camera, no cops.
I think Ma's seeing this. Does Ma see this note?
Oh, she's like proofreading it for us.
Ma wrote it.
I'm horrible at spelling. I need Ma.
Clipping, she's clipping the word ass from the Dr. Dedowell ad.
Ma's a freak. I knew it.
Well, I am just going to plead the fifth on all of this. All right. Y'all did not show me this. I did not edit and proofread this here note. And I just got to trust that what you're doing here isn't just completely morally bankrupt.
Oh, it is about 50% morally bankrupt.
Well, then you're going to have some extra chores to do tomorrow.
That's a good deal.
Aww.
Yes, Ma.
All right, then.
All right.
Well, I think the note covers all our bases.
I think, by the way, I think Pa doesn't actively help, but kind of like sits on the porch and every once in a while, like goes and gets someone a drink or like refills like the bowl of bean salad or whatever and gets out the Triceratops milk and like just kind of like tries to supervise and be helpful without actually getting his hands dirty.
Spritzes Celestine with the piss once in a while just to
yeah, just to keep it fresh.
For
trash.
Moss fingerprints off things.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. Oh, God.
All right. And note in tow, Celestine, freshly pissed.
And I think Mom put like a full beat on Simon.
A full bean?
A full beat, like a full face and makeup.
Oh, I like that.
If he's down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sweet.
Pretty.
Oh, Celestine never let me do this.
What an idiot.
I know.
To be fair, with your bone structure, Simon, I think the blush really brings out your cheekbones.
Oh, you're beautiful. It's
please,
Celestine.
Your cheekbones.
Well, my cheekbones are currently covered in piss, so.
Yeah. You smell horrible, but you look great.
Yeah.
Did Ma give me like a good black eye, like a facsimile of a black eye?
Oh, yeah. It's immaculate.
Okay.
Did Ma do musical theater and stage makeup? Anyway, something to think about.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, one of the magazines is like Thespian Quarterly.
Love that.
There's definitely a community theater in Lonestead.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
The Grand Theater. That's what
the Grand.
Called. Damn right.
Absolutely.
Couldn't be called anything else.
Smartsy also runs it.
Of course.
Yeah, agreed.
All right. Well, if you're about ready, then we'll take you over to the Jangler Wheat Farm.
Yeah. So, like, right. So Simon and I, should we just be like hiding in the wheat, like ready to pop out if we need to?
I think that might be best. I'm not sure if me bringing a pair of strangers is gonna help matters, but I do need y'all close by.
Especially looking like this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So let's do this and I'll stay close and y'all stay close by.
All right.
You got this.
God, this is so fun.
Okay. The plan is set. The piss is soaking. We set off for the opposite end of Lonestead from Ma and Pa's, under cover of darkness, toward the Jangler Wheat Farm. It takes about 15-20 minutes to get yourselves there, and when you arrive, you can see that it's similar in acreage to Ma and Pa's, but the house itself is admittedly beautiful, well-maintained, and with a pastoral charm. Vertical wood panel siding wraps the entire home, and a double-height awning stands over the front porch, with large white columns supporting the roof above. Red spiky bushes line the walkway up to the front door, and the wind blows through jangly wind chimes in the wheat fields behind the house.
Okay, before I approach the door, I will cast Enhance Ability on myself to give me advantage on charisma checks.
Hell yeah.
All right. Crater and Simon duck behind some of those red spiky bushes with a close enough distance to overhear, perhaps. And you make your way up to the front and knock, Celestine?
Yeah. Is there some sort of elaborate doorbell that I can push? What's the doorbell situation here?
I'm getting a knocker vibe. You know, one of those old knockers with like a...
Right, sure.
I'm trying to decide. Maybe it's a Triceratops.
Triceratops head?
Yeah, or some kind of dinosaur. I don't know.
What about one of those things with the ones where like it puts out that big mantle around its head?
I don't know what you mean, but I
the one that like spits the ink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Sweet. All right, yeah, I'll use the knocker and I'll make a point of just like lifting it once and dropping it, just one big knock.
Can I cast guidance from the corn?
I think you have to touch him, but you could do it before he goes. That's totally fine.
Okay, I'll touch him. I will have touched him.
You better wash your hands now.
I won't.
Understood. There's guidance at play. All right, a very sweaty moment standing at the door before you hear a set of heavy boots approaching, and it finally opens, and before you, a man that you haven't seen in a while now, a stately man, Crusty Jangler. He is tall and can best be described by the word stiff. His posture is so perfect that it looks painful. His beard hair is so straight they could slice a horseshoe, and his dark denim jacket so starchy it looks like he's still trying it on at the store. His olive skin is remarkably youthful in a way that is surprising for someone who works on a farm. However, there is no time to ask for his skincare routine before he looks down his nose at you and addresses you.
Oh, dear. You reek of piss.
Celestine takes his hat off and makes a show of looking very, like, sore and scared and whatnot.
Oh. Mr. Jangler, I am, first of all, let me say I do apologize about the piss. I understand that it is a, I am not presentable at this moment.
It's also dreadfully late.
Yes, it is. But if you will hear me out, I will explain my smelly intrusion.
Go on.
Celestine reaches into a pocket and takes out the crumpled and probably at this point piss-stained note and holds it out to Krusty.
He delicately unfolds it. It takes a bit longer than it should.
Dear Jangler, we got your dumbass.
And then he looks up to you and he's just like, is that my son?
Yes. Yes.
Come to Papa. Who is Papa in this scenario?
It's hard to say. The folk that made this note, well, they were crazy and dangerous. Mr. Jangler, I couldn't understand half of what they were saying, but they roughed us all up real bad, and they only turned me loose so that I could deliver you this.
Make a deception check.
With guidance.
And you know what? Let's give myself a little cosmic omen. Guidance, cosmic omen, and advantage. Okay. Oh boy. Okay. So we are sitting at a total of 16 after all of that help.
Oh man. And you're so fucking inspired at the moment.
Oh shit. Another D6?
Yeah.
Wow.
21.
Okay. Just before we move on, do you have to make a sound crater to inspire someone? I'm not going to let you not, like, I'm going to let you do this. I just want to know what you do from the wheat field.
Like, it's so rude, middle of conversation he's having with this person, but Celestine must look at his phone because I just texted him a thumbs up emoji being like, you got this.
Obsessed.
Oh dear, so my son is being brought for ransom again.
Again? Yeah, that's right. He is being brought for ransom again, of course. This is dangerous territory out here.
Dear, this is more often than I would prefer, of course. And Celestine, I've not seen you in some years, no?
Well, it's been more like a few months, but I understand the time and whatnot. It seems like much longer than it has been for me as well.
I believe it's been a year or so. How is Ma and Pa?
Ma and Pa are quite well, thank you, and they, I'm sure they would send their regards if they had any idea that I was here, which they do not.
The farm is doing all right for them?
Yes, it is a quaint operation compared to yours, Mr. Jangler, but doing fine, thank you.
Oh, they have a lovely farm over there. I've not been in some time. A few years, perhaps.
It's the smallest town.
I love it.
That's so funny.
Not friendly.
Well, Celestine, from the rest of this note, I gather that you're here to collect the ransom money for my son, and it seems I have, not very long at all, and I've been here chatting away about Ma and Pa's farm. But everything's good over there.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is the Triceratopses are producing some fine milk this season, and the weed crop is flourishing. It's a fair season over there.
Oh, they just do make the best weed. Come in. I'll grab the what you need.
Should I take my shoes off?
No, don't worry about it.
I guess I step inside, piss and all.
He lets you in, and then he, I think this is like a grand open main room with like a staircase in the back that leads up to like two separate hallways, and there's like, it's kind of like a mezzanine upstairs where you can see the rooms. And so he very, very slowly walks up the set of stairs, and just like every step takes as long as each of his words did. They just, you're there for like probably 15 minutes as he climbs the stairs. And like, he could go faster, but he's fully choosing not to. And he just very slowly goes up and goes into a room, and you're just kind of left in there by yourself for a couple minutes.
Can I take a look around and like, just sort of like, are there pictures of like Reap and stuff on the walls? Is there anything in this that I can see that would indicate that he is in any way proud of his son? That's what I'm looking for.
No, I think that there's definitely one of those, like, you know, those portraits that's shaped like a clock and you put a picture in for every like year that goes by, mm-hmm. that like tracks Reap as he grows up. And it's somehow like just the same shit eating expression from babyhood all the way up until today. There's like a whole bunch of like awards mounted on the wall, and like most of them are for wheat. And in one corner of the kitchen, you see a picture of yourself, Celestine. And the frame says, "My rival."
Oh, God. Oh.
That's cute.
Oh, my stars. Yeah. That is, I don't know what to make of any of this.
And then just lots of pictures of, like, Jangler ancestors. And, like, all of them seem to be varying degrees of, like, stuck up.
Except for Reeb.
Like a separate frame.
Eventually, Krusty comes back down and again takes his fucking time. Probably like Simon and Crater out there like for half an hour. Maybe sweating a little bit.
Like, we have to take a finger, right, to make this believable. Right? Like, at least one finger.
Yeah. Probably like four at this point.
Krusty makes his way back down and comes up to you, Celestine, and has like an envelope in his hand that's just like fucking chock full. Actually, no, scratch that. He walks towards you. He's got a little duffel bag. He walks up to you, and he just like, before he hands it to you, he looks at you, and there's like this moment of earnestness where he's like, "Celestine, it's nice to have you back. How is Reap doing these days?"
Well, I understand that his pip show is very popular, and he's got some good friends around him. I know that him and Triple T are real tight.
Oh, Triple T is... listen, Celestine, Reap, oh, he was just beside himself, crying and wailing after you left. And
what?
You know, Dump Truck and Triple T and the three of us staged an intervention, and I even got him a new pip so he could start his show. But he was quite distraught after you left.
Why?
Some years ago.
Well, yeah, months, but yeah, but crying and that is, I am truly surprised to hear that reaction, Mr. Jangler.
You are?
Yeah.
But I thought you two were... No?
What do you mean?
Never mind. Well, take the money and do whatever needs doing for my trapped son, I suppose. And as long as you can... get this passed bylaw without, you know, raising any suspicions, then I'm sure he can come home and no McGraw will be the wiser.
I'm sure that we will we'll be able to keep this from any McGraw attention.
See that you do. And Celestine.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jangler?
Please come back and visit again.
Like, to your home? Here?
Yes.
All right. That is a kind invitation, and I thank you for it.
And say hi to your ma and pa for me. It's getting quite late, and I'd like to return to bed.
Of course, and again, my apologies for disturbing you so late and in this way.
Good night, my boy.
Good night, Mr. Jangler, sir. And Celestine just books it out.
Leaving a trail of piss smell behind you.
That's right.
I can't believe that worked.
Wow.
It seems like this is maybe a bit more status quo than we were expecting. I'm pretty sure he just had this duffel bag at the ready. I mean, there's a little
little tag on it that says for Reap's ransom. And I don't think he'd just put that on there now.
There's several.
Oh, we should ask for more, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. I'm thinking we probably could have gotten away with more, but 50% good. Okay.
Good to know for next time.
Yeah. He still has toes.
Who knows? There may be a next time.
Dare I ask what's next on the order of operations? I mean, surely you have to go home and clean and sleep.
Yeah.
Let's go to the bar. Let's celebrate.
Start just like obviously waving around the ransom money. You take the duffel bag, toss it on the bar, and start pulling out money from a duffel bag that says Reap's ransom.
It. Spend it all.
Oh my god. Oh man.
So yeah, quick stop off at Smartsies.
Well, look, I certainly think that we can wait till morning to let Reap know that it's safe to re-enter town. Let's let Reap and the boys spend another night out in the wilds.
Yeah.
One more night out in the wilds for Reap and the boys. Surely they'll be fine. And so you return to Mon Paws. You get a good old hosen on the front porch, Celestine.
Celestine has never... Let's be clear, this is not Celestine's first hosen. He's definitely been in a state to have a hosen before, but this is the first time that he's truly enjoyed it and not felt like a dog that's being hosed. This is a welcome hosen.
A welcome hosen. I think this shirt's going in the compost pile here, Celestine. You can pick out another one of mine, okay? But
thank you, Mom.
Yeah, all right. Well, I sure hope that went uneventfully.
Mr. Jangler says his regards, I should say. He did ask after you and Paul, and...
did Mr. Jangler send his regards?
He did. He did. He seemed kind about it, but I suppose I didn't stop to roll an inside check to see if it was sarcastic.
Well, it's just he hasn't been around to visit for a long time, and that's all. No, you know what? That's fine. Bless his heart.
And recognizing that to be the deep insult that it is, you all take a few moments to absorb it. And in those moments...
Ma is ruthless when she needs to be.
That woman is scary.
The wave of shock passes over you. And as it does, a shockwave passes under you as well. A tremor that almost knocks you all off your feet. The buildings are kind of swaying, and they're constructed with this in mind. Everyone's safe, but even Ma sort of absorbs a moment of shock here at the strength of it, and then it passes.
They're getting worse.
Sure are.
Well, I don't know if this is gonna be cause for relief or further worry, but if our business in the coming weeks and, I don't know, months is successful, then we may be able to do something about that.
You're gonna have an impact over the tectonic plates of this planet, Celestine?
Well, I mean...
Don't tell me anything else if it's incriminating.
It ain't incriminating, Ma, I promise. Oh, cross my heart.
All right.
That's a Ma.
That's right.
She pleads
Ma's
a fifth.
Always very careful to ensure that she cannot be called upon to testify against me.
That's it.
I always knew my boy would get important enough to have sway over the tectonic movement of the tectonic plates on this here planet.
Well, it's...
Ask anyone.
Ma did used to say that. It was rather embarrassing.
Well, look at you now.
Well,
it's like weirdly specific too, and like almost like impressive that you had called that.
A Ma can dream.
It hasn't happened yet, but like it should. So yeah, good for you. Do you have any other predictions for us?
Oh, absolutely. I think Celestine is going to be named CEO of a belt buckle company.
Probably, yeah.
Ma, you just said that because that's what I used to draw all those pictures about when I used to put those up on the fridge, and I had my own office in the building and
that's
whatnot,
right.
And I
we
just,
gave him a little office to pretend it was his belt buckle shop.
Yeah, yeah. I used to make little buckles in Pa's garage.
Oh, they were so cute.
Well,
Celestine has that moment of like embarrassment when you know Mom pulls out the baby pictures and starts showing off to the friends. Like, we don't need to bother Crater and Simon about my.
No.
about my belt buckle business. Look, I don't. That's
he
not.
He got into the garbage.
Bother me, Ma. Oh. Yeah, here's his design for one that had my face on it, and then here's the one with Paul, and here's the one with Reap. And look how stupid he made Reap look on the belt buckle.
I personally think that's a good likeness.
Pa is drinking tea out of a mug that has the design of his belt buckle. Like,
oh my God, I'm so proud.
And an enjoyable evening has passed back at Ma and Pa's. Piss washed away like so many dreams in the sun. Huh? Sometimes I'm just too ambitious for my own good.
Oh, I love it. I love those moments when a sentence gets started and clearly there's no plan for how it finishes.
At least one of those failed today.
We all get six per episode.
Yeah. Per day?
Six per hour. Just try shit.
After an evening of nostalgic reviewing of Celestine's childhood belt buckle drawings, you hit the sack, have a great night's sleep, and wake up to a massive list of chores that Ma has left you in exchange for her assistance in legal activities.
Oh.
that makes good sense. And maybe after that day, the day of chores that... you know, that we owe Ma for her help with illegal activity, which is always the trade. maybe after that day in the evening, if Simon and his new human body are feeling particularly worn out, I might steal Crater for a private moment.
Yeah, I am peeped.
I have no wish to exclude Simon deliberately, but if there's a good moment where
Simon loves doing things for Ma. And so, like, he got his jollies off doing all the chores today. Like, so many, like, it was a little uncomfortable to look at.
Yeah, and Ma's like, Simon, you did such a great job today, but if I could just ask one more favor.
Uh-huh.
You got those delicate little fingers, and I'm just wondering, will you give me a pedicure?
Oh, tell me what that is, and yes.
So I've got these little pains, right? But, I can't reach my toesies so good anymore in my somewhat advanced age.
Somewhat advanced. Yeah, right. You're not advanced at all, Ma. Let me see those toesies.
Thank you. But Pa's stubby little fingers, I mean, he's never been able to slap a coat of paint down on these little digits. So,
I got you covered.
You know.
Let me get into all the little nooks and crannies.
Oh, all of the nooks. Thank you. Oh, yes. Just wonderful.
Hey, Crater. Take a walk outside with me.
Sure, yeah. God, sorry, my back's a little tight shoveling shit all day. But yeah, okay. Let's go for a walk.
Yeah, and I think let's maybe just walk through the weed fields to the edge of the property and sit on what I imagine is like one of those wood slat fences, you know?
You got a joint?
Oh, you know it. Roll up a nice big joint and
hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. Pass it to Crater. Crater, I am. Well, I just wanted to apologize.
For what? You haven't done anything wrong.
I mean, maybe not wrong, but I feel that I have maybe not been as good a friend to you lately as I should be. In the wake of losing Riot, well, I mean, I ain't never gone through nothing like that, and I was a mess, and you were there for me, and well, you really kept it together for both of us when I could not.
I appreciate that. It was tough for me too, you know.
And I suppose, Crater, that I didn't properly understand how tough that must have been. But when we saw Teaspoon again, and, well, I know that you, seems that you still have a lot of anger toward Teaspoon. And, I mean, I understand. Certainly, I understand. But maybe it got me to thinking that, that losing Riot hurt you a lot more than I properly understood. And I feel like I've been selfish. I've been thinking about how I feel, and, you know, and then we came back to Lonestead, and I just got caught up in seeing all the old people that I knew before, you're Crater Wayne. You're the biggest, strongest guy I know, and I didn't stop to think that maybe you'd be hurting.
listen, like you, I appreciate that for sure. You don't need to be sorry about that, though. I'm not good with the emotional stuff, you know? I'm not really good at expressing what I'm feeling. So, like, it was nice to be able to take my mind off of things by focusing that energy to making sure that you were okay.
Celestine, I think, starts to cry a little bit and just doesn't look at Crater, but puts a hand on his shoulder.
Yeah, I do the same to him. Yeah, it's been tough. But, like, I don't know if this is healthy or not, but, like, after every tragic thing that's ever happened to me, I just kind of just like to keep busy. And what's a better way to keep your mind off things than, like, trying to save the world, right?
I suppose that does put things in perspective. But, are you okay, Crater? I mean, you knew Riot longer than I did. This gotta be even harder on you than on me.
I don't think I'm okay. And I think that's okay, though. You're allowed to be upset for a while. You know, it's probably good for you. Yeah, it's been tough.
Celestine thinks about that for a minute.
Yeah, like, I miss her, of course.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever forget Teaspoon. Like, a part of me is mad at Riot still. It's not fair. But she left. Or decided not to come back, even though she was put in that position by Teaspoon. And it's very confusing. So I try not to focus on that too much. Just focus on the good times and keep going forward in her memory, right?
Yes. Yes, I.
Yeah.
That does sound like the only thing we can do. And I will say that it does give me some comfort to know that you were feeling some of the same things that I've been feeling. And all I can say, Crater, is, I mean, if you ever need anything, buddy, I'm here for you. I want to be as here for you as you were for me. And you want to just reminisce about some good times, I'm there. And if you want to, you know, you want to tell me that you're not doing okay, then I'm there for that too.
I appreciate that. Unfortunately, tragedy makes you stronger. Makes you better equipped for the next tragedy that's going to happen to you.
I think I've had my fill of tragedy for now.
I know, but it will happen again. That's just kind of what life is. Now that you've been through one already, next time it happens, maybe you can help out somebody they're going through for the first time.
Can I roll an insight check on Crater?
He's fucking lying to you. He's got a dagger in his hand ready to fucking stab
you. I don't know.
I mean, like... Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Sean.
No, sorry, I was just making a dumb joke.
I mean, that's what we're here for.
A dumb joke in our show?
Hey. Never heard of it.
Hey, forbidden.
Oh, I got a nat one on my inside.
Yeah. Perfect. God, that's fucking beautiful.
No either.
Yep. Okay. I sure am glad you're with me here, Crater. I'm sure glad that you're here to meet Ma and Paul and FB, even though I know you're not getting along immediately.
I'm just like, I don't know, I'm just a little jealous. It's been cool meeting all of these people from, like, the life that you had before you came to Triple Neo Vega. Even, like, that little fucking reap dude, that little dweeb, he's a little bit of a character.
My stars, he is something else, isn't he? I don't know. Would you believe I was talking to Krusty, and Krusty said that when I left, Reap cried and wailed, and they had a little, like, intervention for him or something like that. I had no idea. I don't know what is going on with that guy.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I've seen the way he talks to you. I've seen the way he looks at you. That boy has a crush on you, Celestine.
What the fuck are you talking about, Crater?
My guy, for better or worse, he wants a little piece of Celestine. And
I'm his rival. He wants to beat me. He wants to show me up. What it is.
That's what youngins do, though, right? You have a crush on someone, you go up and you pull their hair, or like pull you pants them or something like that, you know? Like, it's what the youngins do.
What? Why?
I don't know. Is that, like, does that make you uncomfortable? Like,
well, I'm not uncomfortable per se. I'm just surprised. I guess I just don't understand. Like,
I just thought that he was... Really? Do you really think so?
I know so.
Ah, that is... Wow, that is news to me, Crater. I never really... I guess I'm not good at picking up that sort of thing. I mean, my mind just doesn't go there, you know?
I get it. Like, you're like... You are so, so focused on the mission at hand. You know, it's okay to stop once in a while and, like, you know, have some fun. If that's what you want, right?
You mean like with you and Arbor? To give him a little, like, nudge. A little nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah, like Arbor and I.
Well, I am certainly glad that you had yourself a good time with an old friend. But I don't know, Crater. I mean, yeah, like you say, it just seems like there's so much going on. And I certainly care so much about all the people in my life. I mean, you and Simon and Ma and Paul and
sure.
FB. It's been so good to see FB. I didn't realize how much I missed them till I saw her again. But I don't know. I just never really... I just always feels like there's something else to say or do.
No, I get that. That's something you do want to explore at one point. You got so much time ahead of you. You know, you have a lot of time to figure that out for yourself. And then, I don't know, you want to just stay an adventurer, too. That's dope as hell.
Yeah. Well, I guess what it comes down to is I don't know what the hell I want, Crater. I just want to keep everybody safe. I just want to finish this business so that we can retire together and start a buckle-making business. What do you say, buddy?
You know, I don't have much experience in that field, but I'll follow your lead. Sounds like fun.
Oh, Paul, help us get all set up with a little workshop and whatnot. Wouldn't that be swell, Crater? If we could just, you know, have the best buckles this side of the Jaggedy Jacks. Wouldn't that be something?
Crater's gonna take a beat and to see if like Celestine's joking or if like he's like legitimately like that stoked about settling down for a belt buckle making company. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, let's do that. That sounds like fun.
It doesn't have to be buckles. I don't know. I just sometimes, don't you ever think about like, I mean, this is all going to end at some point, I hope. And then what? Huh. I just think that it would be nice for us all to have a normal little life, at least for a while, together.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. You know what? Let's finish up this business with Mesmera and Edict and the couples and the gods that we're fighting or on their side. It's still kind of unclear. And then we'll come back and we'll make belt buckles. Sounds like a plan, buddy.
So that's the plan. We will defeat some supernatural entities and we will save the entire world. And then we will make some belt buckles. Celestine holds out his hand for a handshake.
Fuck yeah. I shake it back. And at that moment, I realize how high I am from that joint.
It's some good shit, ain't it?
Oh, it's freshly picked. That is right to the dome.
Buckles for buckles.
All right, let's head back inside. Make sure Simon hasn't painted Ma all the way up to her knees.
They've moved on to acrylics for the fingernails. Ooh, we're doing some advanced shit.
I'm going to do your knees next, Mom.
You're going to paint my knees?
Yes. It's going to be beautiful.
I'd love to see how that materializes.
Yeah. This is going to be the best pedicure you've ever had.
I'm just getting a full, like, leg tattoo.
Oh, I thought it was, like, cast.
Oh, hell yeah. That's really
like a paper mache.
Oh, that's cast. Awesome.
Ooh. Yeah, Ma's just reading one of her magazines. Getting her leg cast and down on.
Oh, God.
Your conversation concludes and painting goes on maybe a little late into the night, like 9:15 or something. And Ma gets really tired at the end of it.
It was a cold autumn day when she walked into my office. A beautiful picture. She was better than a pair of dice with all sixes. Even dice have sharp corners, though.
Are you Detective Ace Spades?
If that's what it says on the door, sweetheart.
We have much to discuss, you and I.
For 22 years, I'd been a detective. For 22 years, I'd been sleuthing out the best value on extra content for my favorite radio plays. Then the best value walks right through my front office door.
So, as I was saying, not only do you get the episodes a day early, you also get access to an exclusive talkback show called Recharge, which is the best way to do deep dives on the episode and the cast. For my money, anyway.
Deep dives?
How deep we talking here?
Deeper than you've ever been in a case, Spades. Digging right down to the very core. Hearts and souls on display.
People don't usually come to me with information. What exactly is a woman like you looking for in a place like this?
Huh. What are any of us looking for? A good deal? Some great art? Some intriguing stories? I want you to find out just how deep this goes.
So I went deeper. At first I thought she had a dollar sign where her heart should be, but as I explored www.patreon.com/planetarcana, I started to realize her realizations were just the tip of the iceberg. There's exclusive merch, an art club where supporters receive art in the mail every month, games run by the DMs of the show. Where does it end?
So, they have all that for Patreon subscribers, and they even have a merch store if you want to throw them some occasional support.
Seems like they're in the business of sharing their art with those who love art, and business is good.
You've done great work here, Detective. Just one more thing.
Like I said, sharp corners.
A deal this good is one I want to keep all to myself.
There's no limit, sweetheart. We can all support the show. Excitement to check out patreon.com/planetarcana is just the right-handed form of human endeavor. I'll tell you what, put the gun down, and I'll support it with you.
Fine. I'll see you next time. I need to know how good a deal can be.
Don't forget to tell your friends. Nice girl. Life can be a bucket of bad luck, but sometimes fate rains a little art on your head and you get all excited. Can't blame her for getting gun happy. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have an episode of Recharge to catch up on.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay. It's been a couple of days and chilling at the farm. I think when I have the opportunity, I might just like want to have a quick chat with Simon as well, if Simon's up for it.
Simon's always up for it.
Perfect. Fuck, do we could just go to the same fence post that like Celestine and I were having a conversation at? Like,
yeah. that's the talking post.
I'm like, Celestine, I'm going to need you to do my hair today. I'm going to the movie tonight.
Yeah, well, of course.
I just got that. She's going to the movies? Okay. Everyone laugh. I'm sorry.
Everyone laugh. It. I'm sorry.
It's a callback from a long time ago, but I do like
well, but if Ma's going to the movies, then like Ma used to send Celestine to the movies so that they could have the place to themselves.
Look, anytime anyone's going to the movies, there's some hanky panky going on. You're old enough to hear about that now.
So hanky panky.
The old popcorn trick.
It's that kind of theater.
Oh, the old popcorn trick. What do you do about the butterbirds?
Oh, you just enjoy them.
Mm. Oh boy. All right, Simon, I got a joint here for us. Let's go to the talking post.
Yeah, talking post.
What's the talking post?
The talking post. Well, I don't know. Celestine and I just had a good chat at this very stump, so I figured, I don't know, you and I haven't really had a chance to really chat yet, so taking you to the same piece of wood.
Wow. Thank you. What do you want to talk about?
I just want to check in to see, like, how are you doing? I feel like I don't know what's going on inside that head of yours. You know, you kind of just showed up one day, and, like, you've seamlessly just fit into the party here, but, like, you were, from my understanding, please correct me if I'm wrong, you were a spider for a very long time, and now you're just, like, living a half-human life.
Well, don't get me wrong, I was committed to my body, but I wasn't a spider for that long in the grand scheme of things.
Okay. Like, roughly, like, how long? I'm just curious. Are you older than me?
Am I older than you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
For sure. There's been a lot of different, like threads of bodies, if you know what I mean. I think the last time, before the spider, there was kind of like permeating light, or like more just like, you know, essence that you can take in and know is there, but can't really. Is this helping?
One second, and then I light up the joint, and no.
Okay. You know what? Give me some of that. And Simon smokes the weed. Simon has been avoiding the weed because he has found that it makes him face his feelings and he doesn't know what to do with those. Because right now they're kind of like big building blocks in the mind that are immovable, are untouchable.
Yeah. That's so real.
Okay. So smoke some of the joint. He's like, okay, let's talk like people.
Okay. I mean, like, I'm intimidated by you because, like, you seem like you're this like otherworldly being, but then you're also just like this little guy that's here now too. So, like, I don't know how to address you. Like, are you like an authority figure to me now? Are you a god yourself? Like, just like your whole presence is like scary and so intriguing to me.
Well, I'm not a god.
I mean, like, you're like immortal though, right?
No.
No way.
I mean, I'm immortal in the grand sense of your scope of things. Sure. Like, I don't have the same lifespan as humans or androids. And it's been pretty weird being in this body for that reason. Just feeling all of the, you know, the minute degradations that don't happen for me usually. It was very weird in that respect. And with a spider, there was a lot of molting, things like that I wasn't really used to, a lot of extra hair. And I mean, I don't want you to treat me like a god or anything like that. And I would say, it's funny you say authority, because there was like an element of authority, not in like a hierarchical way, but when I was a fae, I definitely held some, can we say fatherliness?
Sure.
In the grand scheme of the fae, I held a fatherliness that came with age and experience, and understanding. And every single piece of that, that experience, that understanding, that authority, has come into question for me personally in the last little while. And I'm simultaneously keeping my eyes on the goal, enjoying my time with you, and also I'm scared absolutely shitless and don't really know what to do with it.
That's awesome, though. It's a good reminder that you're alive, right?
I've never had a question being alive before. It just was.
Right.
And now the Empress is all, and I don't know what these feelings are.
Yeah. Emotions suck. Like, they're so confusing, you know?
Yeah.
I can only imagine what you're going through experiencing a lot of them for the first time, you know?
Do you remember when I couldn't sleep? And then I had to, like, you had to teach me how to sleep?
Yeah. It was scary, but yes, I remember that.
Can you teach me about the feelings?
Blah. Just had a big conversation at home. I'm really bad at that.
Please, Grater.
I will do my best. Like, I think I would love for Celestine and I both to, like, if you have any questions about anything at all, like, we got you. We understand that you're kind of just thrust into this world like this.
I was. And I'm so happy to meet you.
I'm happy to meet you too, Simon. Okay. This is a big emotional surge at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And the feeling that I'm having right now is uncomfortable, but, like, you're my friend, so I'm here for you. Okay.
I'm your what? I'm
you're my friend, Simon.
That's so nice.
Okay.
Well, would you feel comfortable if maybe, just like the driving lessons, you and Celestine could give me some feeling lessons?
Yeah. Anytime a new emotion comes up, let us know, and we'll try to walk you through it, okay?
Okay. Because sometimes I get them mixed up, like, you know, I'm happy right now. I'm really happy right now.
Sure, right. But you're crying, right? So, like,
But there's also happy tears?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's so confusing. Like, so it's confusing. It's so dumb.
So dumb.
It really gets in the way.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Yeah.
For having me. I didn't just seamlessly fit in. You guys seamlessly accepted me in.
Yeah.
And it means a lot.
Yeah. Like, if I'm being honest, you actually, it's nice having you around because you remind me of Riot. You know, you're with her. So it's nice having a little piece of her with us still, you know, and the more we get to know you, then, you know, it's just, it's nice having a trio again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm having a feeling. What's it like when I think of Riot that it makes me feel like I'm going to throw up and, like, I want to go back to bed?
Very simply, that's just sadness because you miss her. It's part of the grieving process.
Do you feel that?
Constantly.
Does it get better?
Yeah. It changes, you know? You stop thinking about the end and start, like, after a while, you just think of all the happy memories. And then it's fun to look back. You'll still be sad, but you can smile at the same time.
So confusing.
Like I said, it's so fucking dumb.
I love you, Crater.
I love you too, buddy. All right. You're learning everything at once. So if you need help with, like, trying to think of an example that's not just, like, childish, like tying your shoes or something, like, that's minimizing you.
Tying your shoes? Oh, I thought they came like that.
Those are just Velcro, Simon.
They're tied into knots.
Over, around, under, and through.
That's how you do it, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, good chat, buddy. Let's,
we gotta go CFB.
CFB, buddy.
Back in the house, Celestine's like, Mark, you gotta hold still, otherwise I can't get the volume right on this beehive.
But Celestine, we've done this a million times. You're gonna have to learn to make a beehive in a snowstorm if you want to be a real professional someday, okay?
I need more bobby pins.
So I'm
gonna
do just as much jostling as I need to do, okay? Because that's how the ladies do it.
Hold on. I have an idea. Sit real still, all right? I need to concentrate. Sit real, real still, Ma.
All right.
And I want to cast enlarge on her hair and large reduce to make her hair twice as big.
That's so fucking good. That's so good. You can just do that. Fuck it.
Oh my go, we're perfect. Paul, look at this here beehive. Now, who's excited to go to the movies now?
Oh, wow. I haven't seen you with hair that big since, and then Paul gets a flood of memories again. Just standing stock still.
Emma's just, like, kind of parading herself in front of all of you one by one. Just like, oh, this'll do.
Oh, yeah. We got to go to the movies right now.
Well, hold on. Everyone's appreciating me.
No, we got
to
go right now.
What were you about to say, Crater?
Give us a spin, Ma. Let's see it.
Oh,
give
us a spin. Here I go. I feel like a youngin'.
So as you spin around, maybe I'll cast like Featherfall on her dress. So it's just like it's like flowing real nice. And,
hell yeah.
Ma, wow.
Oh, God, I feel like I'm on my first date.
Well, best y'all sit in the back of the theater because I don't think anybody's going to be able to see around that beehive.
I mean, that is where we always sit.
Yeah.
For reasons.
Why? Yeah.
That's the farthest away.
Celestine, no.
Now, Celestine, stop acting dumb. You're old enough. You're old enough to know that me and your pa are necking, okay?
Yeah, speaking of, Mom, let's go.
All right. Okay. Good night. Thank you.
Fun necking.
Thank you for the manicure and pedicure. All right, here we go.
As Paul walks by, I give him a fist bump.
Nice. Walking, yeah.
Another successful day at the Talking Post.
If posts could talk, what that post would say.
This post got a lot of stories, baby.
A long day of emotion is followed by a long and good sleep. And another couple of days on the farm, Ma and Pa seem to be in an exceptionally good mood over the next couple of days.
Hell
Who
yeah.
knows why? And the chore load is a little bit lighter. And you have some chances to play some card games, to sit around the fire, and to partake in as much weed as you like. Until the time has come for you to rise one morning and make your way to your old friend F.B. Rex's. At this point, you spent the better part of a couple weeks back in Lonestead, and, you know, things quickly went back to normal after that last big tremor. But as you make your way across town to the mechanics, the ground shakes once more, knocking things off shelves and rattling the equilibrium. This tremor is accompanied by a deep, rumbling sound that echoes across the valley, reverberating in this wide open space. This tremor, you can tell, is even bigger than the last.
Y'all, we best be finding the name of that third great beast and doing what we need to do, because I'm not sure how much longer Lonestead's gonna survive if the tremors keep getting as bad as they are.
Well, we have to get you to a creation point so you can remember. Right.
Look, is this whole race thing stupid? Should I just leave? Should we go and be on our way about...
Celestine, the world is in danger right now, but this is the most important thing to me at the moment.
Really? To you?
The world can wait. We need to destroy this dweeb and his buddies.
Crater, this is why you are my friend.
Celestine, ask any racer. Ask any real racer. It don't matter if you win by an inch or by a mile. Winning's winning.
Damn right, Simon. Damn right.
And if you don't win the race, you're a loser forever. So this is really important.
Forever.
All right.
Forever.
And if you're not first, you're last.
FB rounds the corner from the back of the mechanic shop, having heard the ruckus you've been making out front.
Hey.
FB.
Well, how's it going?
Doing good. We got your dragonfly back for you exactly as you lent it to us.
Deception check.
It's an 8.
Okay. I think that she as you're saying that very slowly, she's like walking around the car looking at it, and she's like, yeah, well, what's this? And points to where it's like just the bit, like the tiniest little divot, and you mended it almost perfectly from where the gas guzzler
that was there.
Pierced it.
That was there already when you lent it to us.
Nuh-uh. I know exactly what this car looked like when I lent it to you, and this was not there.
Look,
My dragonfly.
It was a bit of a rougher journey than we expected. We had some gas guzzlers, and we had, you know, I mean, that even ain't the worst of it. The brake lines got cut, but they are all repaired.
What?
Yeah, no, but it's fine. It's fine. Totally fine now.
What do you mean it's fine? The brake lines were cut on the car that I lent you.
Yeah, and then they got repaired. So what's the big deal, FB?
Some would say it's better now.
Who repaired it?
Some scrappers?
Who? Do you know their name? Were they a mechanic?
I mean, it was... Oh, whatever, I can tell you. It was folk from Steeljaw's crew. They seemed pretty competent. They knew what they were doing.
They seemed pretty confident? Celestine, you let some stranger work on my car?
I'm sorry, but the brake lines were...
This year's my baby!
Your baby? I thought it was just the shop loaner.
Every car is my baby, and I treat it as such.
I'm sorry, FB. I mean, look, I didn't cut the brake lines myself. We got into a spot of trouble.
Yeah, you got into a spot of trouble. Well, how was the trip?
It was all right. It was fine.
Yeah? Because, I mean, Reap was in here the other day, and he was telling me that, you know, he was in a cage for a long time, and there was some folks with some weird faces trying to attack you, And you're coming back here, you're telling me that you ran into some gas guzzlers and the brakes were cut, but nothing much happened and it's fine? Celestine, we just went over this. You're supposed to come back to your best friend and tell me everything.
He's just telling everybody everything, eh?
Reap's got a big old mouth on. I don't want anybody to worry and I don't... All right, FB. Here's the situation. And I just... I'll tell FB everything about the trip, the underhush, teaspoon, and you know, having been the person that came through FB's shop.
Crater sits down,
I'll go through the whole thing. I'll go through it. There.
Damn.
You happy?
Well, I'm happy that it seems like you have decided to resume telling your best friend stuff, like secrets and what you've been up to. So, yes, I'm happy, but I'm also glad you're okay.
Thanks, FB.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know what to say about the rest of that stuff, but what I can tell you is that I have finished working on your hawk, and your hawk is a mighty spruced up. Ready for a little race? I heard Reap talking about the rematch.
Yeah. I'm feeling quite ready for the rematch, and I have no doubt that the hawk is ready too.
Hell yeah. Oh, it's more than ready, baby. FB leads you to like a little lot where she's got like a bunch of kind of old junker cars. I think you probably know this about her, that she's like collected them. She occasionally goes out into the desert and finds like old abandoned cars and stuff like that and brings them back, or like people who like, you know, people abandon them here and she takes care of them. So she takes you to this lot filled with cars, and in the middle of it, looking by a mile better than the rest of them, is your hawk. Well, it's race ready for damn sure. It's flying ready in the good and wilds for damn sure. The acid's not going to hurt it no more. And I added a little feature for you. Just a little spot where if you have something that's, you know, magical or something, you could use it on the whole car.
Celestine just walks around the car for a little bit, just doesn't say anything, just kind of like checking out the suspension, and I'll pop the hood, take a little poke around, just like, get behind the wheel, move the seat up.
Feels good, right?
Celestine doesn't say anything for a second, just goes, clutch feels sticky.
Wow.
You bitch. Wow, I love that.
I'm just messing with you, FB. This is amazing. This is so great.
Celestine, I was about to punch your lights right out.
I know you were. Oh, man. I know.
My
I could
fist
see it in
was
your
in
eyes.
A ball. Oh, man. I was so ready. Oh, man.
Whew. Oh, this is...
Baby.
This is quite something. But I have maybe one small request, if I may. And I think that FB... has taken the liberty. I think that this thing's gotten like a midnight blue paint job. And FB took it upon herself to put like a big star on the hood.
Ah.
But I go, you know, I think the decal needs some updating. And I would like for FB to, instead of that star, I want three smaller symbols. A little bindle, a single white rose, and a little dog. In just kind of like in a little triangle pattern. Cause fuck the star. This is for the fools. This is about us.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to do that for you. I will say it's a lot of notes from you today, but I'm more than happy to especially for the press that we discussed earlier.
Right. Well, I most certainly have your money. Crater, you got that duffel bag handy?
Yep. Here's your 6,000.
Hang on.
Crater, it's FB. We don't need to. Okay. Look, I respect the hustle, Crater, and in any other situation, I love when you do this, but.
I was about to punch your lights out. You got my extra 1,000?
Of course you do, FB.
I'm just ready to punch someone's lights out today. Holy moly.
You are feisty today.
Yeah, I'm wound up. Do I want to go and fight later? Never mind.
FB, I like the way you say. Punch someone's lights out.
Yeah, punch lights out. I wonder if Smartsy runs like a fight club, you know? I'm going to talk to him about that because I got some ideas suddenly. Hey, listen, speaking of ideas and fighting and competition and whatnot, back to the race, Reap was telling me that's... Well, on the horizon, and look, Celestine...
It was supposed to be a long time ago, but he has very hard time telling time. He's made that clear a number of times. Like, I'm pretty sure this race is overdue by like a week and a half, but he doesn't know.
Yeah, it runs in the family. okay, listen, Celestine, like I said, I did a lot of work on Reap's car in like the last while since he'd been gone. So I'm just saying, don't be too surprised if... You know, he does well in the race. And I'm just saying this because last time he won, there was some accusations.
Yeah, he cheated, FB. You know it and I know it. We all know that he's a cheating little slime ball.
Well, I mean, yeah, no, I can see how you can see that.
I'm sensing a tone, FB.
No. Well, yeah. Listen, last time you accused Reap of cheating when he won the race.
The only way he'd beat me is if he cheated.
Okay, I could use a bit of help from the other two of you. You see what's happening here, right?
Yeah, well, it sounds like Reed cheated last time.
Yeah, Celestine says you cheated.
That's right. My friend's got my back.
All right, well, what I'll say then is that nothing that I did on his car had... I'm not a part of this, okay? You don't come back to me and you yell at me about him doing well. Understood?
FB, I would never. Come on now.
Yeah, yeah.
Look,
you would never.
Here's the thing.
Oh, I would never forget to come and see you after I come.
Oh, dang it. You're never going to let me live that down, are you?
Nope.
Look, if Reap does even remotely well in this race, it'll be entirely because of your good work on his vehicle and nothing to do with his own driving. But no matter what happens, it is what it is. I'm putting this to bed one way or the other.
Oh, I'm pretty excited to see who wins. yeah, it's been a long time coming.
A long
this rematch.
I mean, long time. It's been a few months. How long does everybody think I was gone from?
like a few years or something.
Does time happen differently in the Good on Wilds?
Lonestead is in a time bubble, and he's the next. I can't believe you guys haven't picked up on it.
Yeah, we've been leaving puzzle. All of the clues.
Yeah, everyone's aging backwards. I don't know what I'm talking about. As you're talking about the race, you start to hear the telltale sign of a jangler approaching. Jangling. Reap's belt and bandolier as noisy as ever as he walks into the garage, silhouetted by the setting sun.
Wound her off! It's time! Time for us to settle this. Raptor Rallycross style.
Raptor Rallycross style. Dang it, Reese. I thought this was just gonna be you and me, just like out on the Salt Barrens.
That was before I got ransomed. I'm in a foul mood, wander off. We're doing this Raptor Rally Cross style because now I got beef with you and you and you. But mostly you, Celestine, don't worry.
Yeah.
Raptor Rally Cross style, you know to be one of the less popular but more exciting race formats out here in the Good on Wilds. Raptor Rallycross is specific to this area, and you're familiar with it. Obstacles abound, 2 checkpoints before the finish line, 3 legs, a team race. But you know the only thing that counts is whether you or Reap crosses the finish line first.
And Reap walks up to you with great jangling steps, putting on a great show and looking as cool as he possibly can. And he puts a finger in your chest, leans in real close, and says, "At dawn, we ride."
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.